ده همت به وهم بها لولا أن رأى برهان ربه كذلك لنصرف عنه السوء والفحشاء إنه من عبادنا المخلصين واستبق الباب وقدت قميصه من دبر وألف يا سيدها لدى الباب قالت ما جزاء من أراد بأهلك سوءا إلا أن يسجن أو عذاب أليم.
صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders, we were discussing when those travelers purchased Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam in exchange of a very meager amount, and the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam then followed them. And they told them that be careful of the slave, he escapes from his master. So ensure that he stays within your care. The idea behind this was to make sure that in no way must Yusuf get back to his father. That is why in some tafsirs come that they actually followed these travelers for a couple of kilometers to make sure that now he's gone out of Canaan. That was the place where Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam was staying with his children. Now Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam was informed through means of wahi that this test from Allah is going to happen and Allah Pak is going to test him. It is for the very same reason that he didn't send his children in search for Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, and he exercised patience. Because he knew, like he mentions further, that I've got full hope from Allah Ta'ala that the time will come, Allah will bring my son back to me. So anyway, these people took Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam and they came to Misr. And they auctioned Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, Nilam. Who is ready to purchase Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam? Not realizing the qeemat and the power and the kamal and the status of who this person is going to be. This is Nabiyyum min Anbiya, one Nabi from all the prophets, Allahu Akbar. The chosen servant of Allah Pak, they are letting the servant go of Allah Pak with some, to earn something of this dunya. Anyway, the price they settled on was equivalent to the weight of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, so much gold will be given. And Resham, some silk outfit will be given. Who purchased this? Aziz and Misr. He was the minister of the king. The king's name was Malik ibn Usaid. His minister's name was Qitfir. And in one riwayat it comes Itfir. The more authentic riwayat is Qitfir. He purchased Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. This was all in the plan of Allah and in the wisdom of Allah. And he comes home and he tells his wife, whose name was Zulaykha, Akrimi Matwa, make his stay a comfortable one. Don't treat him like an ordinary slave. He's no one ordinary. Understand his kamal and make his stay a comfortable one at our house. Now the reason for this is one ajeeb thing Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala put in my mind, that respected elders, a man can have excess of this dunya. This Aziz and Misr, the minister, he had no children. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ. He creates what he wants. يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا. Whoever he wishes, he gives only females. وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورُ. Whoever wishes, he only gives males. أَوْ يُزَوِّجُهُمْ ذُكْرَانًا. And if he wishes, he gives someone twins. وَيَجْعَلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ عَقِيمًا. And when he wishes, he gives some none. Allahu Akbar. He's showing that everything is in his power, in his qudrat. Sometimes he gives a man only sons, he wants daughters. Sometimes he gives a man only daughters, he wants sons. Sometimes he gives a man twins, and sometimes he gives none. يَجْعَلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Then he says, إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ قَدِيرٌ. He is the all-knower and the all-powerful. In other words, who he is giving what? It is in his knowledge. قَدِيرٌ, he does it, no one can question him. So he had everything of this dunya, but he had no children. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brings about these waqiyat to remind insan that there is one Allah. Because he's got everything of this dunya to take him away from Allah. But so long as he hasn't got children, he'll keep on making dua. Likewise, Fir'aun. Fir'aun had everything of this dunya, but he didn't have children. Fir'aun did not have children. That is why when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was brought in front of Fir'aun, then what did Fir'aun's wife say? حضرت عاصي علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام عسى ان ينفعنا او نتخذه ولدا. الله اكبر. My ustad explained one ajeeb point. She said at that time when the child was a baby, when he was infant, what did she say? There are great chances that the child will benefit us. It was the end result of that statement that she made in the childhood of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, that when Musa alayhi salam grew up, that child really benefited her, and through the hands of Musa alayhi salam she accepted Iman. Later she accepted Iman. Like Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about it. When she accepted Iman, then Fir'aun wanted to persecute her. رَبِّ بَنِ لِي عِنْدَكَ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ. She looked at the skies and she made dua. Ya Allah, build a palace for me in Jannat. In one riwayat I read, فَكَشَفَ لَهَا. Jannat was brought in front of her. It was made manifest in front of her. When she seen the palace of Jannat, and the ni'mats of Jannat, and the gardens of Jannat, and the rivers of Jannat, and the ni'mats of Jannat, فَسَهَّلَ لَهَا التَّعْزِيبِ. Then it became easy for her to take the punishment of Fir'aun, because she knew what Allah has prepared for. رَبِّ بِنِ لِي عِنْدَكَ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَنَجِّنِي مِنْ فِرْعَوْنَ وَعَمَلِهِ وَنَجِّنِي مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. Ya Allah, save me from the oppression of Fir'aun. She made this dua. Fir'aun was returning to punish her. When he got back, Allah took her soul and she left this dunya. So she made this dua that, Ya Allah, she told Fir'aun, there is a great chance that this child will benefit us. And it was the end result of that very same statement that Allah blessed her with Iman. And we know her nikah will be performed with Nabi Paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Jannah. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam went for Mi'raj and they passed one place, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, Ma hadha ya Jibreel? Oh Jibreel, what is the scent and this good fragrance that I am getting? Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam told Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is the scent and this is the aroma and this is the good smell that comes out of the grave of Hazrat Atiyah alayhi salatu wasalam. So likewise, he had everything of this dunya, but he had no children. So he told his wife, أَكْرِمِي مَثْوَاهُ عَسَىٰ أَنْ يَنْفَعْنَا. There are great chances that this child will benefit us. أَوْ نَتَّخِذَهُ وَلَدًا. And we will make him our son. And later this child does benefit. And Zulaykha, that is the minister's wife, she later becomes a Muslim. Likewise, the king of that time, whose name was Malik ibn Usaid, he later brings Iman on the hands of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, and in the era of Yusuf alayhi salam, he passes away. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not discuss the waqiyah from the well till the bazaar of Misr. Where they went, where they stopped, when he came there, he was sold, he was purchased. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, I mentioned, respected analysts, this book, this Quran is not a book of stories to sit and mention one juz'iyah. Whatever is attached to the reformation of insan, Allah mentions that. So Allah says, وَكَذَٰلِكَ مَكَّنَّا لِيُوسُفَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Now we are bringing him, or we have made him now the prince. We are bringing him in the royal family. مَكَّنَّا لِيُوسُفَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Humne usko zameen par qudrat di. We established Yusuf on this earth. He was in the well. He was taken as a slave. When he was brought to the bazaar, we made sure that the minister purchased him. And the hikmat of this was that he will now stay in the palace, and from childhood, how to control a country, all these things he will be taught from childhood, because later he's going to become the king of the place. Likewise, the izzat and the awe will be, Allah Ta'ala will put it and pour it in the hearts of insan, because he is known as the prince. Musa alayhi salatu was salam ate on the dastarkhan of Fir'aun for 30 years. He ate on the dastarkhan of Fir'aun for 30 years. He used to come out in the conveyance and in the sawari, in the horse of Fir'aun. وَلِنُعَلِّمَهُ مِن تَأْوِيلِ الْأَحَادِيثِ. And our plan is to teach Yusuf the interpretation of dreams. In Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions here, وَاللَّهُ غَالِبٌ عَلَىٰ أَمْرِهِ. Allahu Akbar. Ajeeb. Allah says, Allah has full power over his intention. فَعَالٌ لِمَا يُرِيدُ. He does how he wishes. If someone had to look at Yusuf alayhi salam in the depth of their well, what would insan think? That this man is one day going to become a king? Allah says, this was my plan. This was my scheme. And wallahu ghalibun ala amri, Allah will make it happen. Wo hoke rahega, wa kana amrullahi maf'ula, Allah ka amr hoke rahega, come what may, it will happen. But walakin akthara an-nas la ya'lamun, majority of insan is unaware of it. Fa'alun lima yurid, ma sha'a Allah kan wa ma lam yasha' lam yakun, wa ma tasha'un illa an yasha' Allah. Insan, you got tamanna, but only that happens what Allah ta'ala desires. Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam now stayed in the palace, and Zulaykha, who was his wife, the minister's wife, he stayed under her care. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions now, وَلَمَّا بَلَغَ أَشُدَّهُ آتَيْنَاهُ حُكْمًا وَعِلْمًا وَكَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ. When Yusuf reached بَلَغَ أَشُدَّهُ ساری قوتوں کی انتہا, یعنی کی شدت, when he reached that age, that every power in him, like in one tafsir it comes, Hazrat Maulana Shabir Ahmad Uthmani rahmatullah alayhi has written it very beautifully. He had reached that age, that Umar ki jawani, it was his youth. Some mufassirin of the opinion he was age 20, some mufassirin of the opinion he was age 30, some 33 and some 40. The authentic riwayat is 40. Not forgetting when he left his father, we mention he was still not baligh. Allah doesn't mention this here, respected elders. The lapse of 20 years has passed. Yaqub alayhi salam is blind. Yaqub is crying. That is why they told that Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam's brothers told Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam, told Yaqub alayhi salatu was salam, hatta takuna haradan aw takuna min al-halikin. Oh my father, if you're going to cry like this, you will die. Qala innama ashku bathi wa huzni ila Allah. I'm not complaining to you. I'm speaking to my Allah. On the separation of Yusuf, I am speaking to my Allah and I'm discussing with my Allah. I'm crying to my Allah. Atainahu hukman wa ilma. We blessed him with nabuwat. Wa kadhalika najzi al-muhsinin. And in the very same way do we compensate muhsinin, those who are obedient to us. Now one day Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam was in this palace. The wife of Yusuf, the wife of this king, of the minister, took Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam into one room, into one palace, and as was taken in, door after door, and as they went in, she shut every door. 7 such doors were shut. And when he takes her inside there, he starts praising her, she starts praising his beauty. Hey Yusuf, how beautiful you are, how beautiful you are. Because Mufassirin have written, how attractive your eyes are, how soft your skin is. What imani power, my respected elders. Allahu Akbar. Let us ponder into our hearts. We are Muslim for 30 years and for 40 years and we made so many hajj and so many umrah and so much tahajjud namaz and so much tilawat of the Quran. Never mind that, we can't lower our gaze when we are walking in the bazaars. That is why my Nabi said 1400 years ago, An-nadru sahmun min sihami iblis. مسموم من تركها مخافتي أبدلته إيمانا يجد حلاوته في قلبه أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والتسليم, that the evil glance, it is an arrow from the poisonous arrows of shaitan. من تركها مخافتي, whoever will abstain from that evil glance when no one is watching him, with the fear of Allah, keeping the taqwa of Allah in front of him. Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أبدلته إيمانا, Allah Rabbul Izzat will grant him such iman in this dunya that he will taste the sweetness of iman in this dunya. Today we are deprived of the sweetness of iman, respected elders. We are reading namaz, but wallah, that zamana has not come that when we say Allahu Akbar, the veils between me and my Allah are removed. Now I'm directly communicating with Allah. Don't interfere with me. I'm deriving one pleasure out of it. That is why Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inni ara ma la taroon. Verily I see that which you cannot see. Wa a'lam ma la ta'lamoon. And I know that which you do not know. Wallah, by the qasam of that Allah in His control is my life. If you have to see that which I can see, ma talazzatum bin nisa ila al-furushat, you will not seek pleasure in seclusion with your wives. Wala kharajtum ila al-suhudat, and you will come out in the jungles crying to Allah to forgive us. Why? Because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, everything was in front of him. One king sent one woman to Abdullah ibn Huzafa radiyallahu anhu to seduce him. A Roman girl, and he comes and he makes all out effort on Hazrat Abdullah ibn Huzafa radiyallahu anhu. After 3 days, this girl returns unsuccessfully. And she addresses the king, أيها الملك إلى أين أرسلتني إلى حجر أم حديد لا يندر ولا يتكلم. O king, to whom did you send me? To one rock, one stone. Arab ki jawani aur Rome ki khubsurti, aag aur petrol ikatta. Arab ki jawani, that sahabi, the youth of Arab respected elders, and the beauty of the Roman girls, fire and petrol together, and then imani power to lower one's gaze, Allahu Akbar. Then ajeeb point Mufti Shafi Sahib has extracted here. وراودته التي هو في بيتها. On top, Allah تبارك وتعالى mentioned the minister's wife, and here Allah تبارك وتعالى mentioned that woman intended seducing Yusuf عليه السلام, in whose house Yusuf was staying. Now why did Allah mention it this way? In other words, for us to understand how grave the situation was, how difficult it was, that this woman, how much he was owing to her, because he lived in her house and he ate from her food. So now it was to respond to everything that she asked and she presents. That is why Allah phrased it in that way, that person, that woman tried to seduce Yusuf alayhi salam, in whose house Yusuf lived. Now you can well imagine if he refuses there, what imani power he had. وَغَلَّقَتِ الْأَبْوَابِ, and she shut all the doors. Seclusion.
وَقَالَتْ هَيْتَ لَكْ,
oh Yusuf, come to me. I want to satisfy myself with you. Wallah, my respected elders, I mentioned this repeatedly. If one youngster is walking in the bazaar, surrounded with passions and desires, young girls around him, music is full blast, he has the passion in front of him, he has the full rights to satisfy himself, and he walks through those bazaars, lowering his gaze, reciting the fourth kalima, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. By the qasam of Allah, that youngster is shaking the throne of Allah. أَضَلَّهُ اللَّهُ فِي ظِلِّهِ يَوْمَ لَا ظِلَّ إِلَّا ظِلُّهُ. Allah Rabbul Izzat will give him shade under his throne on that day where there will be no shade other than the shade of Allah. Allah Rabbul Izzat will give him shade under his throne on that day where there will be no shade other than the shade of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That is why Nabiya Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in one hadith, that person who will suppress his desires in his youth, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will grant him the reward of 72 Siddiqeen. Siddiq is that person who brings, the first person to bring iman on a Nabi. Man wada'a shahwatahu fi shababihi, من وضع شهوته في شبابه كتب له أجر 72 صديقا. قالت هيت لك, come to me. قال معاذ الله, I fear Allah. And مولانا شبير أحمد عثماني حضرت عمر کی نوجوانی, تجرد کی زندگی, مزاج کا اعتدال اور تنہائی. اللہ اکبر. He was a bachelor, he was seclusion, he was handsome, and it was the king's wife. Now put these things in front of you, respected elders. What imani power does it take to suppress a man at that time, to suppress your desires? قَالَ مَعَاذَ اللَّهِ, I fear Allah. Subhanallah. The first word that came out of the Nabi was Allah. That is why further Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned,
وَلَئِن لَمْ يَفْعَلْ مَا آمُرُهُ لَيُسْجَنَنَّ وَلَيَكُونَ مِّنَ الصَّاغِرِينَ وَإِلَّا تَصْرِفْ عَنِّي كَيْدَهُنَّ أَصْبُ إِلَيْهِنَّ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ. Oh Allah, had it not been for your mercy, I would have fallen in that action of zina.
A Nabi is saying this, so what is mine in your condition, respected elders? That is why when we come and read our salah, and we discharge our zakat, and we go for hajj, never think it is because of us, respected elders. We must always cry to Allah, Ya Allah, accept it. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam built the Kaaba on the order of Allah, then what did he say? رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Ya Allah, I build a Kaaba, but I fear you reject this action from me. Allahu Akbar. Ya Allah, accept it. Ya Allah, accept it. The acceptance of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, respected elders, billions of people are coming until Yawmul Qiyamah, people will come. قَالَ مَعَاذَ اللَّهِ إِنَّهُ رَبِّي أَحْسَنَ مَثْوَايَ. How can I betray your husband? He brought me, he maintained me, he looked after me, I grew up in his palace, how can I betray him? And in this there was ishara to the wife, that I am staying with your husband for a couple of years and I fear to betray him. You are his wife, you are staying with him from the day you got married, how can you betray him? That is why one day Sahaba Ikram asked Nabi Pak Sahasam, O Nabi of Allah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks very ill about gold and silver in the Quran. وَالَّذِينَ يَكْنِذُونَ الذَّهَبَ وَالْفِضَّةَ وَلَا يُنْفِقُونَهَا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَبَشِّرْهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Those who hoard gold and silver and who do not spend it in the path of Allah, then give them glad tidings for a very severe punishment.
يَوْمَ يُحْمَى عَلَيْهَا فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمَ فَتُكْوَى بِهَا جِبَاهُهُمْ وَجُنُوبُهُمْ وَظُهُورُهُمْ.
So, O Nabi of Allah, what can we gather? What can we accumulate? What is a good treasure for us? Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لِسَانٌ ذَاكِرٌ. A treasure is that tongue that is moist in the remembrance of Allah. Qalbun shakir, that heart that is full with the gratitude of Allah. And that woman and that wife that asserts her husband in fulfilling the orders of Allah. Nabi Pak Sahasam says, In nazara ilayha sarrathu, when he looks at his wife, then it pleases him. Wa in amaraha ata'athu, when he orders her, then she carries out her order. Wa in ghaba anha hafidathu, and in his absence she looks after his belongings and his possession and his children. And when he looks at her, he must feel happy. Nabi Pak Sahasam says, Ad-dunya kulluha mata, this whole dunya is saman. Wa khayrul mata al-mar'atu saliha, and the best of saman is one pious woman.
إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الظَّالِمُونَ.
If I will do this, I will never be successful. The azab of Allah will come on me. The wrath of Allah will come on me.
وَلَقَدْ هَمَّتْ بِهِ.
Sulaykha intended committing adultery with our Nabi Yusuf, Allah says.
وَهَمَّ بِهَا لَوْلَا أَرْضَعَى بُرْهَانَ رَبِّهِ.
And the thought crossed the heart of Yusuf as well. Had he not seen the sign from Allah. Now here we must understand very clearly, Mufti Shafi Sahib has made a lot of tafsir on that. I haven't got time to go into detail with it. That the thought that went through Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was not to do any evil action. And he gives the example as such, that it is bashari taqaza, it is human, that if a man is fasting in the month of Ramadan and it is extremely hot, then it is an insani taqaza that he has an inclination towards an ice-cold glass of water. Although he has no intention to break his roza. But insan, he desires it, it's human, who won't desire it. But he's got no intention to break the roza. Likewise, that thought crossed the heart of Yusuf alayhi salam, but he had no intention to do that act. He had no intention, he was free from that. What a beautiful example he gave to make us understand, to protect the ismat of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Now what was the sign? Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says, when he looked up, he seen his father Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam in one form, and he had his finger in his mouth in this way. He said, oh my son, be careful. As he looked up, he seen his father put his finger in his mouth, biting his finger. Oh my son, what are you doing? Watch your steps. One tafsir, it comes when he looked to the sky, on the roof he found it was written, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشًا. Don't approach adultery. This is how Allah protects His servants, respected elders. One riwayat, it comes, he seen in the corner that there was a cloth covered on something. So he asked Zulaykha, what's that in the corner? She says, that's my God. I feel embarrassed to commit adultery in front of my God. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam said, Are kambakh, you are covering your God. My Allah is that Allah that no eye can see in him. Huwa al-awwalu wal-akhiru wal-dahiru wal-batin. He was there when there was no one, and he will be there when there will be no one. Wal-dahir, a man can understand Allah from everything. If you look at your child, if you look at the food, if you look at the blade of grass, one thing is speaking about my Allah. Batin, and he's hidden to such an extent that no one has seen him. If you are frightened for that one idol of yours, how should I not be frightened of my Allah? How can I do that? You are covering your one God. My Allah is watching every act of mine. My Allah is aware of this. How can I do this?
وَهَمَّ بِهَا لَوْلَا أَرْضَعَى بُرْهَانَ رَبِّهِ كَذَلِكَ لِنَصْرِفَ عَنْهُ السُّوءَ وَالْفَحْشَاءَ.
Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, in the very same way, we diverted evil and adultery from Yusuf. Now look at this ayat, respected elders. Ponder over every word. Allah did not mention we diverted Yusuf from evil. Allah mentioned we diverted the evil from Yusuf. There's a vast difference between the two. In other words, Yusuf was away from the evil. The evil approached Yusuf, so we got rid of the evil. It wasn't that the evil was here and Yusuf came to the evil. Then Allah would have mentioned, we got Yusuf away from the evil. Yusuf was away from the evil. Evil approached him, so we diverted the evil. Yusuf was free from evil. Subhanallah. One point, respected elders. Mufassirin have taken out such daqiq baat. إِنَّهُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا الْمُخْلَصِينَ He was from our sincere servants. We will not leave Yusuf like this. Respected elders, this is a great fitna today, Allah save us, that a majority of the ummah is involved in, is eyes, the fitna of eyes. Nabiya Paak Sasim says, Al-Ainan Tazniyan, the eyes make zina. That is why today we perform salah, we go for hajj, we give zakat, but why isn't our imani power increasing? Why aren't we climbing stages? The reason is, respected elders, if a man has a drum, and he fills water from the top, and at the bottom he has 5 outlets, that drum will never get full. Why? Because there are holes at the bottom. Likewise, we are pouring the tilawat of Quran, namaz, hajj, zakat, but this is our major outlet. Our major outlet, respected elders, our eyes, our ears, our tongue, our hands, and our legs. What we are hearing, what we are seeing, what we are speaking. My Nabi said, مَنْ يَزْمَنُ لِي مَا بَيْنَ لِحْيَيْهِ وَمَا بَيْنَ فَخْدَيْهِ أَزْمَنُ لَهُ الْجَنَّةِ That person who will guard the flesh between his jaws and the flesh between his thighs, let him know, Imam al-Anbiya, Ahmad al-Mujtaba, Muhammad al-Mustafa, Janab al-Madani Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, guarantees Jannah for him. Guarantees Jannah for him. مَنْ يَزْمَنُ لِي مَا بَيْنَ لِحْيَيْهِ وَمَا بَيْنَ فَخْدَيْهِ أَزْمَنُ لَهُ الْجَنَّةِ Respected Allah. And Allah is full aware of us. If we have to go to a shop or we are confronted in such a situation, Allah is full aware what is the intention, respected elders. That is why my ustad used to always mention to us, he says, Talib ilm, agar do cheeze se bachega, to Allah usse bahut kaam lega. If a student will abstain from two things, Allah will take great work from him. One is ghibat and one is zina. If he abstains from these two things, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will take great work from him. Respected elders, if we ponder over this waqiyah of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, there is great ibrat in this. And like we see, we will discuss now, next week inshallah, wastabaq al-bab, when he was in the situation, although the doors were locked, but he ran. The doors were locked. Mufassirin explained from this, that when a man is in such a situation, he should try his utmost best to get out. The balance he must leave to Allah. And as he came in front of door after door, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala opened that door. So his intention was that, Ya Allah, you assist me. That is why there's a waqiyah written of one buzruk who was in a jail. Every Friday he used to take ghusl. Thereafter he used to put a new kurta on. He used to put itar. He used to come to the door of the jail. Say, Ya Allah, that's in my control. Ya Allah, that's in my control. And it was the hikmat and the wisdom of Allah that the door of the jail did not open. But what was in his power and was in his qudrat, he done it. Likewise, respected elders, if a man is gripped up in such a situation, surrounded from every angle, from every avenue, then he must turn to Allah and his utmost best, he must try and run and leave the balance to Allah. How Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala protected Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah will protect us also. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq, respected elders, to abstain from this major sin. That is why Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi used to mention that to misuse the eyes, fi nafsihi yasagira gunah. This action itself is a minor sin. To misuse the eyes is not a major sin, but he writes, it is worse and it causes more harm than a major sin. Itself, it is a minor sin. A man will see, it's not doing anything else further. The act is minor. He'll come back and perform wudu and ablution. Allah will wipe that sin away from him. But the effect of that minor sin is such, respected elders, that it is worse than major sins. His whole namaz is destroyed. His tilawat al Quran is destroyed. His whole family life is destroyed. Today the talaqs that are taking place in the dunya is for the very same reason, respected elders. Why? Because the wife's nigah is on someone else and the husband's nigah is on someone else. But if a man will keep his nigah on his wife and the wife on the husband, then there'll be so much muhabbat, there'll be so much ittifaq, and Allah will bless us with pious offspring. That is why we must always make dua. رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنَ Ya Allah, bless us with such wives and children. When we look at them, our hearts, we are pleased, oh Allah. Today, sometime a man comes home, like the one person, he says, you know, when I come home, I look at you and I look at Shaitan, they look equal to me. It sounds like a joke, respected elders, but it's a reality. May Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, give us the topic. قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُدُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ Tell the mu'mineen to lower their gaze. وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْضُضْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ And tell the Muslim woman to lower their gaze, respected elders. We will do this, we will see how much barakat, that is why today we see a man in the month of Ramadan, he does so much ibadat. Why can't he continue after Ramadan? This action, respected elders, is penetrating and is destroying our aman. And Allah forgive, respected elders, pious, young and old, everyone is involved. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. We learn from this respected elders. Bearing in mind Yusuf alayhi salam was a bachelor. Yusuf alayhi salam was a bachelor when he was invited to this evil act. That is why Nabi Paak said, among those seven people who will be given shade under the throne of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will be that youngster who is invited by one pretty attractive.